for Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway is presented by Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar, located on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in fun. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
You know why Chad Greenway gets top billing? Because right now he's leading the NFL in tackling. How you doing? It's Vikings Country here. After a week off for me because I was down in Nashville. So
yeah, tough last couple weeks, I hear.
It's been just a week and a half of gluttony, I'm going to tell you right
now.
You
look good in a suit. Was that
Thank
a
you.
Tux?
No, it was a suit. I didn't go tux.
I could tell. He went cheap. Shocker. That's not surprising with
I'm
you.
I'm in radio for crying out loud. Are you kidding?
Exactly why you should have had a tux on.
I am so mad that I got to wear a tux coming up here on Friday. You're going to be a part of this thing too, right?
Absolutely.
With Jared Allen.
Yes, Friday night.
Yeah.
Really excited about it. Down at the Hyatt downtown, right? And super excited about the entertainment. Gary Allen, James Otto, just excited to be able to help Jared out. He was there for my event
a couple
weeks ago, and so obviously you want to pay him back for that, and all the things he does is just they're tremendous.
What's with the black tie thing, though? I mean, because he's like the ultimate hillbilly, and he called me up. He's like, make sure you know it's black tie. Get it
or is he the ultimate sellout? I'm not sure.
I think
if it's black tie, it's a little
I think it's
hard.
His wife. I think Amy pushed him to this one.
Well, that's what he's going to use. If it is or not, he's going to use that one.
But is that
it's
like,
not acceptable at all.
No.
I mean, you came to my event. Would you have jeans on?
No, I dressed up a little bit.
I had jeans on.
Ponder said I was fat. I will never wear that outfit again.
Threw that right in the garbage.
Crap. I'm a dude, and I just said outfit. Oh, man.
That's your man card.
Guy card just completely gone.
No, sorry.
It should be a good event, but I'm just so mad about the black tie thing. And
I don't think I own one of those. We'll have to find it. I'm not sure. I'm sure my wife is taking care of it by now.
Right. You don't own a tux?
Oh, God. Where am I from again?
Because Massimo doesn't make one.
Where am I from again?
We got some people from Iowa over here.
Massimo.
Who's from South Dakota.
This is the Massimo zip-up from Target.
They're just the greatest stuff. Look at that.
I didn't wear Massimo underneath, though, but I usually go Massimo on Massimo, but this time not.
If it's not Massimo, normally it's free.
I got a couple Hawkeyes here. Hawkeyes on TV up there. I got a Hawkeye shirt down here. We're not playing very well, but we're well represented.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you travel well.
Travel well.
Hey, again,
drink a lot.
I don't want to just glide over that. You are the number one tackler in the NFL right now. I just saw that stat.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. It's pretty crazy.
That's unbelievable. I mean, not unbelievable, but here's the thing. Not to go and start talking football here in Vikings country, because that's not what this is about.
I prefer not on Wednesday.
But, I mean, tackling has been, something that's been brought up a couple of times or two here for the Vikings as of late.
Yeah,
obviously, you're getting her done.
Tackling or lack thereof the last few weeks has been a problem. For me, obviously, linebackers, that's what we get paid to do, is to tackle people, amongst other things. So I take pride in trying to be around the football as much as I can and try to lead the league. I've been in the top five, I think, 3 years in a row, so I'm trying to win it this year. Why not, right?
Absolutely. Now we get a chance to hang out with our good friend, Heath Farwell.
Yes. Yeah. Saw Heath again. I just texted him a picture of us after the game. And just told him how much bigger my package looked in our pants than his. So disappointing for him. But
well, the traveling team always brings extra socks, so that's always important. You never know; it's going to be raining.
Those knee-high socks get pretty big.
Those uniforms, by the way, from the Seahawks.
They're a little much.
Something like right out of the CFL.
I'm a traditionalist. Just stick with what you know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's because I went to Iowa. We stick with the old school uniforms through and through. Stick with what you know.
Do you like it?
Go back to the Steve Largent 1980 days. They were sweet.
Do you like it when they do the throwbacks? I mean, some uniforms are cool.
Some are good.
Like the Steelers?
No, that was really bad. The Eagles, the one year, was like light blue.
I mean,
those are terrible. I mean, I think ours are, the purple is just a little bit different.
Right.
Really simple jersey. I like the airs that we pull from, with our tradition, with our traditional, our old unis.
We also saw Sidney Rice. He threw a pass, for God's sakes.
Completed a pass.
he's one for one.
He's a great. It was great to see those guys. Obviously, Daryl Bevel, too. So good to see the guys we've been around, 4 or 5 years. So that was nice.
Did you stay up late watching the election stuff last night?
Until Ohio fell, then I was, went to bed.
Yeah.
Mad. I vote. Yeah, obviously you can tell how I voted with what I just said. So,
Well, but, a couple of big things.
I'm American, though, so it's the day after. So, we just push forward.
Right. Well, a couple big things came out of it because now Colorado and Washington State.
I heard this.
This is actually pretty big news. It's not even medicinal marijuana now.
I've heard this.
They're allowing recreational marijuana.
I can't believe it, and I often wonder where our country is heading, but you know what?
To Colorado is where they're headed.
Not this guy, I'll tell you that much, but you know what?
Scholarships just went up.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, you know, I know the NFL came out right away and said, our policies don't change, though. So
right.
Go ahead and good luck.
You know,
give it a try.
I love that the Colorado governor said, whoa, 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 don't get out the Cheetos and the goldfish just yet. Remember.
Was that his exact quote?
Yes. It's a federal thing, too. So just don't, let's not get too excited about that.
That's funny.
There was also an amendment that passed that says, you know, two dudes such as yourself and I, you know, we could be together if we wanted to. Not that we're not that we're gonna, but we could. Totally. And if we were, it made me think about this. You know, in every relationship, there is a settler, the hot one.
Right.
And then the reacher, the one. No. I would. No.
We could have the crowd, you know, maybe see.
All right. So, Chad Greenway.
If we were together, who would be the settler?
Who would be the settler, the hotter one? Chad Greenway? A round of applause?
Not the hotter one. Come on. Give me a break.
Or the guy who's on TV a lot, Mus. I just won a CMA.
Yeah. One guy. It was a guy.
You know what?
One clapper.
Damn it.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, how about Sully?
I hyped him up a little bit.
For sure, Sully is, he's
the reacher. He would be the reacher.
Yeah,
absolutely. You would have had to settle on that one for many different reasons.
You know who I would think should run for president is Jack Nicholson.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be great?
That sounds excellent.
Let's throw that womanizer into the office, you know? Let's have some fun with it, for crying out loud.
What things are going behind that desk?
He recently said that he doesn't like to be called a womanizer because he says, oh, those things always end up bad. But he had a quote in there that he said, you know, I got to get this right to make sure, okay?
Has anybody let him on Twitter yet?
No. If someone says, Jack, you're a womanizer, I don't deny it, but the life of a gigolo always ends badly. This is one of the reasons I feel uncomfortable about all the sex legend stuff. Which I thought was funny because the question
so
never mentioned.
So he's a self-acclaimed gigolo. Because they never mentioned that in the story.
No.
He brought that one up.
Nor did they call him sex legend, you know? It was just like, hey, please stop with the sex legend stuff.
God, enough.
I just, you know, it makes me uncomfortable.
It's just written above my bed. With my own free hand and a Sharpie.
This is Vikings Country, by the way. Here you're hanging out at Dick's Last Resort. My guest here this week, of course, Chad Greenway. You know, what can you say about Adrian Peterson? For crying out loud, this guy.
He's strong.
I mean, I know we played a guy who's called the Beast, but he truly was the Beast this last week.
Yeah, AP's awesome. Obviously, coming off his injury last year. I mean, he's been so impressive, you know, for us from a leadership standpoint, especially with our younger guys who see him coming off an injury playing the way he does. You know, and how about our front? You know, our front five who blocked, paved the way against a lot of eight-man boxes. So impressive the way he ran the football, for sure.
Well, and teams know what you're going to do and still can't stop it.
The last few weeks, you know, it's been pretty obvious what we're trying to get done, run the football and off of that. And you know, for him to be able to go off like that with our offense, you know, the O-line's been doing a great job, but he's been breaking a lot of tackles in some plays. But that's what makes him the best.
This is pretty cool because coming up here this Sunday at Mall of America Field, taking on the Lions, of course, but this Sunday also falls on Veterans Day in a home game.
Yes.
USAA is teaming up with the Minnesota Vikings, and they're going to be doing some really, really cool things.
They are. You know, for us, you know, I've heard a lot about what the NFL is trying to do, and I think it's excellent for us to, you know, a lot of times we get put on a pedestal because we play football, which in reality is a little ridiculous when you see the things that these soldiers do, our military, every branch, all branches, all people that are acquainted with it. You know, the things they do to protect our freedoms are impressive, and I think for us to put them sort of on the pedestal in front of us, you know, on Sunday, which is, you know, probably the most watched TV you're going to have, you know, for a long time. So, you know, put them out there, let them get the acclaim because they deserve it, and then they can sit back and watch the game and enjoy.
Make sure if you are heading to that game, and by the way, some more tickets are available. You can get them through Ticketmaster.com. I think 350 tickets were released.
I heard Detroit sent some back.
Yeah.
So we need to, fill those seats with purple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get rid of the Detroit Motorheads.
And make sure you get there early because that's when they're going to start up a bunch of stuff. And during the national anthem, apparently, there's going to be some.
Can you imagine?
A really cool event that's going to happen. So we want to make sure everybody gets out there.
It's one of those deals where you wish you didn't have a dome so you could do the sweet flyover.
Oh, I know.
You know, the one time they did a flyover above the dome, you could just hear it like,
wow,
really looked cool.
That was awesome on Sinai,
I
bet. Oh, and at night, too. We could just see the lights go fly by.
For those of people who haven't been at a game where there's a flyover outdoor stadium, there's nothing better than that before a game. Just ridiculous.
That and the parachuting Santa Claus. That's always touching.
Yeah, that was the second thing I was going to say. Absolutely. Mike, the kids love that one.
Oh, absolutely. The kids, I love it. Are you kidding me? Vikings country here, Mall of America, and, of course, we're at Dick's Last Resort. Hey, Jack Daniels wants you to win a trip for two and tickets to watch the Minnesota Vikings take on the Green Bay Packers December 2nd. You can go to jackdaniels.com/JDVikings to enter, and you can do that today. Seriously, a black tie affair with Jared.
I know. It is hard to believe, and I think it's just sad to see how far he's fallen.
First the mullet, now
you know, first the hair, you know, just... Then he's like a good person and stuff a lot, doing things right, you know,
leading Bible study.
he's a good dude. You know, he's had his daughter and he just, you know, swooned by her. Yeah. Just amazing. So he's a great guy, great teammate. So we'll be excited for his event. But other than the whole, we can just maybe do like the one, like the unbuttoned tie, with the loose tie.
Right. Or, you know, rip the sleeves right off of there. I'm sure the men's warehouse
won't
care.
He didn't allow jorts.
Oh, I know.
Die with jorts. Right. That's more Jared, but, you know. Whatever.
Knowing him, he's going to be the one
Amy. Yeah. Appreciate it.
We got more coming up here at Vikings Country, here Mall of America, and, of course, Dick's Last Resort. More coming up here on 100.3 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to Vikings Country here at Dick's Last Resort, Fourth Floor, Mall of America. Our host each and every week, some great Vikings fans that are in the crowd today.
It kind of filled in tonight. I thought I was worried about the crowd, but it's looking nice now.
We still got body paint.
The Hawkeyes
here.
Came through. I see some more Hawkeyes back there.
There you go.
Came through.
Again, they travel
as
well.
As usual.
This Mason City, that's not really even Iowa, to be completely honest.
Yes, it is.
It's southern Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you, 40 miles in, about Mason City? 30 miles in?
Not
yeah, that's
even.
Far
it's
enough.
Like 20. You could throw
that's
a,
far enough.
You could throw a rock from Albert Lee and still hit him.
Well, I could, but you couldn't.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is that where we're going now?
Albert Lee got 10 miles to the border yet, though.
Yeah.
So you would want to go down to the border and then throw the rock.
Right.
Down to the casino down there.
Yeah, I'd crow hop it. Yeah. That's what I would do, and then I would make it
have
all
you been
there.
To that Diamond Joe? Diamond Joe, right? Have you been down that
No.
Oh, yeah. Right on the border.
Look
Excellent.
At you. You're such a worldly traveler.
Yeah, you know, born in South Dakota, but I'm really an Iowan at heart.
Yeah.
You know? He spent 5 good years there.
That reminds me now. So you played 9-man football, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yep.
And then, so you also played basketball.
Did.
Right. So do you play like 4-man basketball when you class?
It's a good joke. I get that one actually pretty often.
Do you really?
Yeah. This is the portion when I beat him. No, we play 5-man basketball.
Yeah.
9-man football, which they play in Minnesota here.
Yeah.
As you probably know that. Stephen Argyle. Powerhouse that got beat out last weekend. I follow the 9-man. I'm the only one in the metro that follows the 9-man teams. But yeah, I loved it. You know, people don't realize I'm probably one of. I think there's only 2 of us in the NFL that played
really
under 11-man football. So
who's the
I'm
other?
Proud
you
of
know?
That. I think it's or the linebacker from the Saints. Scott Shanley.
Okay,
played in Nebraska. I think he played 8-man.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm proud of that.
Do you make fun of
them? My hometown was 400 people. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Got to come from somewhere, right?
So as far as basketball goes, who on the team probably is the best baller?
Basketball player on our team?
Yeah.
Rudolph.
Really?
Kyle Rudolph, yeah. He had scholarships to go pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's 6'6", 6'7". I mean, he's legit.
Those
I have the sport court in my, you know, underneath my garage of the house that is built, so I'm like, yeah, come over, I'll show you. No, ridiculous.
Just got housed.
I remember when I was pretty good at this game 10 years ago.
Hey, you know what? You got to check out the Vikings Locker Room store here in Mall of America, the latest selection of official team merchandise, including the new Nike game jersey. You can get yourself a Chad Greenway jersey.
And right here. There it is.
Yeah. Look at that, holding it up in the back. Then, and you know what's cool here?
Awesome.
Is when we do the show, they actually
get
have
the camera on there. There we go. There you go.
They have
give it to them.
A deal on there as well. You can get some specials here during the show of Vikings Country here at Dick's Last Resort. Are you a big James Bond fan? Will you be going to watch Skyfall?
I was thinking about that the other night. I know it's a big movie. It's supposed to be one of the best ones they've had in the series.
Right.
I've seen some of them. I'm not sure how many there even are.
I think they're somewhere in
six,
like, no.
7, 10?
No, 20.
20? All right, yeah, but so is what I know.
Yeah.
I'd like to get the whole series at some point and see them all.
Well, you've seen some. So you've seen like
I've seen probably 4 or 5.
Sean
maybe.
Connery was a
Sean
part of
Connery.
It.
Sean yeah. Connery.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Pierce Brosnan, Roger
I've
Moore.
I've seen that one. I didn't see Roger Moore.
No Roger Moore. Daniel Craig, of course. Who's
yes, now who's the new
Who
one?
Who would you
right?
say is
and he's
your
from,
favorite?
He's from England, right? He's Because he jumped off the out of the helicopter with the Queen.
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Okay. Skyfall. Get it?
I like him because, you know, like when little girls play with like Barbie dolls and they have dark hair, they always want to be like Skipper, you know, because he's like the one with the brunette hair.
Yes.
So that's why I like him most.
Yeah,
you know,
he is actually, he's the most recent, so he's my favorite.
He and I looked really very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, some people are such huge fans. There's a woman
that's in
England. Shut up. I got my first gray, though. I was pretty excited that it wasn't going to be somewhere else other than my head. So.
Only one gray.
One. So
at
far.
39. Yeah. 11ths.
Yeah,
almost
1 week
40.
Away from 40, man.
1 week.
God, that's
39 and 51, 50 seconds.
How about this? There's a woman in England, though. She's such a Skyfall and James Bond fan. Her name is Emma Louise Hodges, but she changed her name, and this is her name, ladies and gentlemen. This is no joke. She changed it to Miss Pussy Galore, Honey Rider, Solitaire, Plenty O'Toole, Mayday, Xenia on a top, Holly Goodhead, Tiffany Case, Kissy Suzuki, Mary Goodnight, Jinx Johnson, Octopussy, Domino, Moneypenny.
Am I blushing?
Which makes you wonder if people were that
goodness.
Big of fans.
What are you doing?
You got to know someone thought about it for just even a second. Is like, well, we're going to have a girl. Do we name her Octopussy?
do we think about it?
Do we?
I mean, we have an Octomom.
Maybe we'll just call her Galore, but we'll just, you know.
But it'll be Galore, but her real name. We'll know her real name. You know. Duh.
It's one thing to have as a last name.
How many
at least you
names
can marry
is that?
Out of it.
It's like what?
It's
so that'll tell us how many movies there are. 20 names.
Yeah, it's like 28. Yeah,
that's
I don't
ridiculous.
Know. It's absolutely. But how would you like
and
to send
that
a
makes
check?
The news. Hey, what is wrong with us?
Yeah, well, that makes this news here. Hey, this week's Scouting Report is brought to you by Sports Authority. All things sporting.
Next time in Vikings country.
You know we're going to have one woman that's going to come up.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, my name is Octopussy, and it's on my license. And
oh my God.
You know what the sad thing is? Is the thing she's going to lie about is still her weight.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
105 pounds?
305 pounds?
So did you see the Eagles game and the shenanigans that they pulled here? There was a kickoff return.
Yes.
And,
saw it.
Oh, my God. Riley Cooper. Yeah. Okay, so.
He lays down on the.
He's sitting in the end zone
on
waiting for this kickoff. Yeah, and he's literally laying down as if.
On the ground with his head even sideways to blend in more.
They'll never
see
him.
And they didn't see him. I feel like they didn't see him. I mean, I know he ran it back and there was a penalty and all that, but like, I feel like the guy's running down a kickoff because, you know, there's a lot of things going on and people moving in front of you. Like, maybe you just didn't account for that guy.
Maybe he's just hurt. Who knows? He went down.
Oh, that stinks. Got a cramp over there. Let's go get this guy.
And the play would have worked, too, had they not like had a forward pass on
there. It was a forward pass. Yeah. Bad by the thrower. You got to throw it behind him.
Well, you got to wait till the guy gets up. Meanwhile, you got, what, you know, 11 well, guys coming
guy
down on you.
Laying in the back of the end zone on the logo, sniffing paint, ready to run 115 yards.
I just love that. And someone, you know, there's a coach that gets paid way too much money. He's like, the guy's going to be like, what, now I'm going to lay down? No, seriously.
And obviously they're drinking beer in the Saints facility late at night with the coaching staff.
Is there any chance that we'll see you laying
Eagles
down?
Facility, sorry.
Waiting, sitting there, you know, as you're in the nickel package.
Ridiculous.
Laying down. Hiding.
Where's he at? I gotta block him. He's laying down on the 50-yard line.
Well, I don't have to cover him now, Coach. He's already laying down.
Yeah. Yep, make the tackle.
Hey, second game coming up from this season against the Lions and Megatron, which we all know how much that cost you last time.
Yeah, 21K. I lost an appeal, too, so it's a true 21K. Brutal.
Really? Oh, ouch. You went for the appeal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing they pay me nothing to be on this show.
Did any of it, in fact, go to Bryant McKinney? Because apparently he's got some.
I heard about that. Yep. That's strip club dues. Apparently that's a big deal.
$375,000.
That's a lot of nights off.
That's a lot of glitter falling on you.
That's a lot of glitter.
Jeez.
Maybe that's just glitter expense alone.
That stuff ain't free.
Golly.
You got LeSure, you got Megatron, of course, Stafford, and in another game here in a home game at that.
We've got to talk football, I forgot.
Going into the bye week.
Yes.
And a very important
looking
game.
Forward to the bye week for starters. There's nothing better than going into a bye week after a win, especially after a last tough month we've had. You know, been, what, 3 out of 4 we've lost. Kind of been rough. Need to get our feet back on the ground here. Everybody thinks the sky – don't read the newspapers, anybody, because the sky is falling. The season is over, you know. But in reality, we're 5-4. Have just as good of a chance as anybody to win these games. So it starts by beating the Lions. Obviously, divisional game. Huge game at home in front of our crowd that we love. And nothing more to say. Just got to get the win.
Absolutely.
You know,
got to
be 6-4 after 10, and then you have a chance.
I was going to go with this one instead. We'll see how this scouting report goes for you. A few days ago, a man jokingly took a pregnancy test, probably because his buddy talked him into it. Well, it turned out positive. So his buddy's like, sweet, took a picture of it, and then put it up on Facebook. right?
Okay.
So, hey, Steve, I'm sorry you got knocked up, but this is awesome. So, because another person happened to see...
Sorry you got knocked up.
See that Steve was knocked up, in fact. They actually responded to him and said, you know what, if you test positive on those pregnancy tests as a dude, it could indicate that you have testicular cancer. Turns out the guy did.
No way.
Detected it early and ended up, he's got a 99% chance of a full cure.
Wow, how great is that, though?
That is awesome.
But so Facebook is worth something.
What makes you go, maybe I should, I don't know where I've been. You know? You and those Yagi bombs.
It's possible.
Why are we doing that?
Why not?
We're sitting at Dick's Last Resort. I got one of those ridiculous hats on my head. I don't know what happened after that. I got to be safe.
Pin the stick.
I got a game on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. That's ridiculous. Absolutely. Well, great you found out.
Yeah.
What a blessing that is. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
That's quite the story. That's actually unbelievable.
So now what will you do during bye week? Do you guys get any time off?
We'll take a pregnancy test first and then Monday and then after that. I'm taking some guys on a trip Tuesday through Thursday, hunting trip to South Dakota.
Nice.
Cousin hunting trip. My dad, my mom will be able to make it out there to kind of hang out with us for a few days. Sully's going, Rudolph's going, Cohen Leffler's going, possibly Ponder. See if his girlfriend lets him off the hook.
Right. I wouldn't blame him if he said no, though.
Why?
Have you seen her?
No.
Jeez. Are you kidding?
But then... then we're just going to hang out here the rest of the weekend. So we'll be gone a couple of days and come back here and hang out in the great state of Minnesota. So we'll be relaxing.
Yeah. And it's much needed. So, I mean, but
much needed, yes.
Everything's good for you. I mean, you're feeling good, feeling healthy.
Feel good, yeah. As good as you can feel after 10 or 9 games so far.
You know,
the Dubai is a little bit later this year, but sometimes that's a good thing. So you know you can come back healthy, hopefully after a week off, and then get this last stretch in. So we're looking forward to the bye. It's much needed, but... But we have a lot of guys need to get healthy, Percy, for starters.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. It would be horrible, though, if guys did get knocked up, because it would change fantasy football completely.
Oh, big time. You wouldn't be able to, you know, how'd you go to the bar and meet when you couldn't have a drink?
Right.
It's like the one glass of wine rule would be like the six-pack of beer rule for guys.
And you know right away.
Well, I only had a six-pack.
We know right away when you are knocked up because you don't drink, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you want this beer?
One shot of tequila? What?
No.
Oh, God, I don't drink. What?
Hey, Vikings Country, Dick's Last Resort, and they make me say that, is proud to host Vikings Country each Wednesday. And every Wednesday that we do, they go, did we really do that?
Are we must-see TV, I think, at this point?
I think we are.
I feel like it's pretty popular, so
we're off
next week. We can fill it up tonight.
You're back again, though, on the 17th, I believe.
After the bye.
Is it 17th?
Yeah.
It's one of those coming up here. Yeah, right after the bye.
23rd.
There it is.
I'll be here.
Yeah, so the 23rd, we're all going to be here at Dick's Last Resort.
Please come back.
We appreciate everybody watching the show on FSN as well. Always a great time with you, Chad. Appreciate it. On 100.3 FM.
Listen to him.